You'll see we got a chalkboard today because we're going to school. It's called Mo Maturity. Can you say that with me? Mo Maturity. Do you think we could use Mo Maturity in our life? Yes or no? You think you've arrived? You got it all down? You got it all padded? You think we can use a little help from God today? Amen? If you're visiting, this is how we do church. I talk like this, and y'all go, you say things. That's how we do it. It's just fun. All right? It's fun. We learn. We don't want to leave the same. We want to learn. How many have been learning things about Moses that you didn't know before? There you go. That's what I'm talking about. Let's do it today. Mo Maturity, and I'm learning with you. Let's go. Moses may have been schooled in Egypt, but his graduate studies, say it with me, were done in the desert. He went to Mount Sinai Institute in the Sinai Desert. That's where he went, and that's where he got his schooling. And we're going to see it today. We're going to see Moses grew up. We're going to see Moses starts to have a relationship with God. We're going to check out Moses before he ever has his burning bush experience with God. Moses in his heart knew God had called him to be the leader of Egypt. I mean, of Israel. He knew that. But his timing was all wrong. He was forcing it. He was pushing it. He was going about his way, and God won't in it. And sometimes you can be so convinced that God is in something, and you push it, and it sounds good, and it looks good, and then you find that you're way ahead of God, and you start to lose your mind. You start to go crazy. And that's what was happening to Moses. When that one guy said to him, "What, are you going to kill me like you killed the Egyptian?" He couldn't believe they wouldn't follow him. Lost his mind. Just going crazy. And now he's on the run. He's in the desert. I'm telling you what, if you run away from home, listen to me today. Don't go in the desert. Find another place to go. It's rough in the desert. Let's find out what happened. Let's go, Raj. Exodus 2. If you got your Bible, that's where we'll be. Scriptures will be around the big screen for you as well. Exodus 2. Now when Pharaoh heard this thing, what thing? That he had killed that Egyptian. He sought to slay Moses. But Moses fled from the face of Pharaoh, and he dwelt in the land of, help me, Midian. That's the desert. And he sat down by what? Like I said last week, if you are going to go to the desert, find a well. Amen? And that's what Moses did. And we're going to develop a little bit of message and thought from just what we're seeing here on the screen this morning. How do you get maturity? How do you get maturity? How do you get mature as a person, as a believer in Jesus, as a mom, as a dad? I don't know if you're like me. I got married when I was 21. It seemed old at the time. 21. Now I look today at kids getting married at 21. I'm like, don't do it! Wait! Wait! Why can't you wait till you're like 25? It's okay! Were any of y'all like that? You got married and you just thought, you know, you were ready and you knew it and you were mature, but you won't. You couldn't even live your own life. Now you put somebody else in your life, and y'all going to live it. Now you're going to fight, and you're going to have problems, and you're going to have to work it out, and you're going to have to grow up. And that's what I had to do. And so maturity, how do you get maturity? Here's my answer. You get it in the hard times. Can you say that with me? You get it in the hard times. I don't know if I've ever learned much when people were sweet to me and nice to me. I mean, I'm glad. I need that in my life. I need encouragement. But I'm talking about really growing up, getting mature. It's been through the hard times. I don't know about you. Do you pray more when the hard times are on you? Say yes or no. Isn't that just the truth? We just like that. We mature in the hard times. In the desert. That's what hard times are. You're out there in the desert, man. Nothing but crack. Surface and sun, and it's hot and lonely and hard and nasty, and it's a mess. That's how you learn. You learn, though, in the desert two things real quick. You learn that God's with you in the desert. You ever learned that before? Say, anybody in the house that can testify, in my hard time, I learned God was with me. Can I see some hands this morning? Yeah. You also learn who you really are in the desert. You ever learned what you can take? You didn't think you could take it. You thought you'd die. You thought you'd blow somebody's brains out if they did that to you. beat the crap out of them, won something. Excuse me. Right? How many have ever been there? Say. And you realize, I didn't kill him. See, Moses killed the guy. Now he's on the run in the desert. Okay? Hard times. You learn who you really are. Moses is learning. Here's what I call it. I call hard times, this is a Gary thing. I call it the floor life. How many have ever hit the floor? I mean, you've hit the floor. There's the floor. There ain't no lower. You on the floor. You ever done that? That's Moses. Can you imagine coming so high, being so high, and now Moses is out in the desert? Boy, that's the floor life. That's a hot, old, nasty, hard floor with cracks on it and them little critters that'll bite you and stuff. Whoa. I spent a night in the desert. That desert, I've been out there. Did we just stay one night? That's all I could do. I was there in a fancy tent with a hole in it. Mosquitoes looked as big as my hand coming through that thing. At night, I had a flashlight. I stayed awake all night. True story. Is it a true story? True story, man. They had the Persian rugs in the tent. I don't give a hoot. I'm about to die. You know what I'm saying? And so before daylight, man, I'm up, and I had a bunch of, there were several Americans with us, and we were in Jordan at the time, in the Transjordan, the desert. And I said, if you're an American, let's go, because there were some French people. We didn't think they'd want to go with us. So anyway, we all got up and left. That desert's a hard time. It's the floor life, baby. The floor life, when times get hard. That's where Moses is. Can you say that with me? The floor life is not a bad life. I need you to help me on that. The floor life is not a bad life. Now, I'm going to tell you why. Tell you why. Three things. It's there on the floor, the hard times, where you can experience the fresh air of the Holy Spirit. What do they tell you in a fire when your house is on fire? What are you supposed to do? Stand up! Or what do they tell you? What are you supposed to do? Stop, drop, and roll. Why do they tell you to get down low? Because that's where you can breathe. Are y'all hearing the message? It's when you're low. It's funny. I watch TV and Christian TV and everybody getting happy in Jesus. And they get all filled with the Spirit. And all that kind of, I'm telling you something. The most times I've been filled with the Spirit is when I've been low. That's where I've been able to breathe His fresh air. Oh, it ain't fun. You don't want to put it on TV. But that's where God is. God's with you down there. That's where I've experienced Him more in my life ever than I did on the mountaintop. I don't know if y'all are hearing the message or not. But that's the beauty of the floor life. It's there I can know God's with me. Keep looking. The beauty of the floor life too. Not only are you breathing the air of the Holy Spirit. You know, here's a woman with her children, and the house is on fire. And you're scared to death, and you're in terror. But once you get those babies, and you got them on that floor, and you're making your way out that door, you ain't thinking about your pictures or your albums or nothing. All you're thinking about is, thank you, Jesus, I can breathe, and I got my babies with me. Y'all hearing me? That's where I can breathe. The hard times. I get closer to God in the hard times. Do y'all or not? The floor life, it's not a bad life. The floor life, it's not a bad life because that's where you can get a firm footing. That's where you can stop the free fall. At least you can go, looks like we made it. Amen. At least I'm now. Have you ever been walking through life and just you don't know what's ahead and you're stumbling? You don't know where bottom is? The beauty about the floor life, at least Moses now. It's hard, but he knows what it is. Amen? Before he had an illusion that all the Israelites would just follow him. He had an illusion. It was in his heart. He's the man of God. He's going to deliver the people. But now he's in the desert, and at least he knows what's going on. It's hard. Have I lost y'all yet this morning? Some of you, though, are looking weird. The floor life, it's where you can learn personally, that God will never leave you nor forsake you. I can preach till the cows come home and tell you those verses, but until you've experienced it, you don't necessarily believe it. Amen? See, the floor life is not that bad of a life. If it's on that floor, I learn I am loved by God. He loves me. He's with me. You start talking to him and he goes, psst, I'm here with you. Doesn't that feel good? Say. Somebody tell me. The suffering stinks, right? Say. The hard times, we hate it. But isn't it good to hear that still small voice? And to know I really am saved. I really am a child of God. He's really here. Take away the music. Take away this. And he's there. That's good stuff, man. It's good for me. Little weird message. I mean, I know this ain't how you grow a big church, talking about the floor life. But this is where people live. This is where I live. Okay? The bottom ain't all that bad. I've been there. I've been to the bottom. I'm not bragging. If you don't open me up and cut me and look inside of me, I'm just telling you, I've been there. And here's the beauty. God is there. I'm not pastoring this church because I got some thrill out of it. I pastor because this is God's call on my life. I pastor you and care for you because I want to tell you something. God is there. You need to know that. God is there. Say that with me. God is there. You need to know that. Somebody's got to tell you. God's there. God's there regardless of what you go through. And he was there for Moses. Keep looking. Did you ever wonder this? Say that with me. Where did God go? How many have ever wondered that before? Come on and help me, be honest with me. Where did God go? You ever said it like that? Sometimes you bite. Where are you? I got a beautiful new phrase for you. God is never gone. Say it with me. God is never gone. Have y'all heard me say God is big on God? Y'all heard that before? Amen? It's all about God. Ain't about you. I got a new one today. Come on, say it with me. God is never gone. That'll preach right there one more time. God is never gone. Don't you need that sometime in your heart? Say it with me one more time. God is never gone. You can't get rid of him. You know what I'm saying? You get ahead of him, you just think in your mind he ain't with you. He's there. He's just letting you make a fool out of yourself. He's there. Look at Deuteronomy, great scriptures, Deuteronomy chapter 3, talking about Israel. Listen to God and how he's been with them. Moses wrote this, by the way. Because I will publish the name of the Lord, ascribe you greatness unto our God. He is the rock. His work is perfect, for all his ways are judgment. A God of truth and without iniquity, just and right is he. Keep looking at what Moses writes. For the Lord's portion is his people. Jacob is the lot of his inheritance. He found him, say it with me, in a desert land and in the waste howling wilderness. He led him about. He instructed him. I love this last part. He kept him, say it with me, as the apple of his eye. I never knew what the apple of his eye meant. You're the apple of my eye. So you didn't think, well, I put an apple. Is that what you are? You know what that means? You're the pupil. You're the pupil. You know that little pupil you got right yonder? Did you know you protect your eye more than anything else? You don't do this all day, putting something on your nose. Sun comes out, no. You know what I'm saying? You don't do this to your nose right there. Try that to your eyeball. You see what I'm saying? You protect your eye, especially that pupil. God says to Israel, he says to you today, you, when I look at you, I look at you, you're the most important thing. You're that pupil of that eye to me. Isn't that awesome? God's never gone. You hit the floor, He's there. As an eagle stirs up her nest, flutters over her young, spreads abroad her wings, takes them, bears them on her wings, so the Lord alone did lead him in the desert. And there was no strange God with him. I tell you what, when God leads you in the desert, you really get to know who God is. I'm afraid I lost some of you this morning. You really get to know who God is. Moe's maturity, Rog, we're out of time, we're flying. We're going to make a quick finish. How did Moses mature? And we're going to do it fast. Here's how he matured. You might want to write it down or go to the website and check it out. 5 minutes, we're done. He looked this way. He looked that way. When he saw nobody was there, he killed the Egyptian. He hid him in the sand. Moses was full of himself. Moses thought he knew God. He thought he knew God's timing. He thought he knew what was best. He thought he could take over. And he went crazy. He's full of himself. He looked this way. Come on. He looked that way. But he never looked what? Up. Can we do that again? Let's try it. I know it's hard on you when I make you go backwards. Come on. He looked this way. He looked that way. But he never looked up. He's full of himself. How did Moses mature? He went to the desert. God sent him to the desert, the floor life, the hard life. I've been talking about it. I read the scriptures. Here's what I came up with. 5 quick little things. Moses is in the desert. How does he mature? Now, when Pharaoh heard this thing, he sought to slay Moses, but Moses fled from the face of Pharaoh. He dwelt in the land of Midian. He's in the desert. What's in the desert? There's nothing in the desert but barrenness and aloneness. There are only 2 things to look at in the desert. Say it with me. Sand and what? Rocks. Okay? There's no real plant life, there's no oceans, no rivers, there's no lakes, and there's not many people in the desert. This is where God has Moses. He's fixing to grow up. The desert's a very lonely place. It's a place, say it with me, where what? Time stands still. You can go there today, to that desert. You can go there today. It looks just like it did 4,000 years ago. You ever been to that place in your life where you just watch the clock do this? Watch. And time standing still because you hurt so bad? Say, is there anybody like that in the house? The desert, that's what I'm talking about. This is Moses. It's lonely, man. He was the top dog. Now he's all alone. He's fixing to grow up. Moses' maturity. Here's how he did it. This is just Gary talking. Number one. The Bible says he what? Sat down by a well. The first thing to growing up in hard times, first thing is sitting down. He was tired. He was wore out. He finally sat down. Okay, I can't do anything now but just sit on my fanny. That's all I can do. I'm done. I'm sitting down. Sometimes the best place God will ever get you is to just stop. Sit down. Quit moving. What does the Bible say? Be what? And know that I am God. Be what? Still. And know that I am God. You are not God. You don't know what I'm thinking, Moses. Sit down. He started to grow up. The beautiful thing. It hurts. But if you get there and you sit down, it ain't over. You're just starting. Look at next thing. Number 2. Moses does what? What? Now the priest of Midian had 7 daughters. They came and they drew water from this well. And they filled the troughs to water their father's flocks. But there were shepherds there. They came and they drove the women away. Say that with me. But Moses what? Stood up and he helped them and he watered their flock. Boy, helping these 7 women out there in the desert sure is a far cry from leading the nation of Israel out of the land of Egypt, isn't it? And it's interesting, Moses didn't kill anybody here, did he? Say. See, he's humbled. He's humbled him. He's standing up. He's making choices. He's got a good heart. He's doing the right thing. He's got some life. That leadership thing's coming back up in him. But it's small. He's out way in the desert. He's standing up for these women by the well. This is part of growing up. Number three, if you just keep reading the passage, say that with me. Moses has... I didn't know that was part of maturity. Oh, yeah, it's part of maturity. You think Moses ate well in Egypt, yes or no? You think he's been eating good in that desert, yes or no? Uh-uh. And when they came to rule their father, they said, how is it that you come home so soon today, ladies? They said, an Egyptian delivered us out of the hand of the shepherds. He drew water enough for us, and he watered the flock, Dad. He said unto his daughters, and where is he? Why is it you've left him, this man? Call him that he can eat bread and eat supper with us. Moses gets to have some supper. God's taking care of him. Oh, he's in the desert. He's on the floor. It's bad. He's sitting down. But now he's able to take that little bit of something still left in him. Is he right or wrong? Should he or shouldn't he stand up? He does. God then takes care of him with some food, takes care of his supper, takes care of him, meets his needs. He's starting to see, I can depend on God. You think he had to depend on God when he was in the house of the Egyptian? Say, oh no. Oh no, he had everything he ever wanted. Now he has nothing. But God's saying, guess what? I'm never gone. I'm here, out in the desert with you. It might not be what you used to eating, but I bet you'll like it. Number four, Moses is what? Say it with me. Do you think if you lived in the house of Egypt and the king of Egypt and all that stuff and you got everything you ever wanted for 40 years in your life, you think you could be satisfied in the desert? I don't think I could be. That'd be a pretty hard move, wouldn't it? Falling from so high. But the Bible says, and Moses was what? What's that word? Content to dwell with the man. And he gave Moses Zipporah, his daughter. Moses is satisfied. Moses is learning to grow up. He's learning to follow God. How can a man that grew up in the house of Egypt be satisfied with a dirty old shepherd's family and the smelliest thing you ever seen in your life, and there ain't nobody out there, and the land's horrible? It's a horrible existence. Because God's there. He's making it. He's growing up in God. The last thing is this. Say it with me. Moses is what? Secure. How do I know that? Look at this verse. And his wife bare him a son, and he called his name Gershom. For he said, and I love the tense, I have been a stranger in the land. Say it with me. I have been a stranger in the land. Moses is feeling at home now. Not a stranger anymore. You ever get comfortable, say... You ever get comfortable? I'm glad I wore my dirty clothes. You ever get comfortable with the floor life? I can breathe down here. At least I ain't falling no more. Amen? God is never gone. He's just right here with me. Amen? It's a hard life, but it's not a bad life. The floor life. That is where Moses grew up. And he became the person that God was going to use. You know what I'm saying? Now, if I'd have been God, I'd have used him while he was in the palace. He's so strong and buff, and he got all these followers in Egypt, and he could really, you know, get all kinds of soldiers to follow him. There could be a great coup, and he could, you know, take over his, you know, Pharaoh's armies. And but God wants to be glorified. God loves it. He doesn't like it so much for you being on the floor and hurting. But he does love taking people that are on the floor and doing great things with them. Because then they don't try to get the credit. And everybody else looks at them and just goes, wow, how did they do that? They're floor people. And God works in their life. The desert. Moses graduate school, here's the chart, we don't preach it. He was self-reliant, but Moses sat down. He then was humbled, and he was able to stand up. He then became dependent, and Moses got supper from God. He's content, and Moses is satisfied. He has identity. I have been a stranger. He's now secure. That's growing up. That's maturity. Remember, even in the desert, say it with me, God is never. Praise the Lord this morning. Amen. For the message from God's Word. Amen. Let's thank the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.